This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Ready? Number one, insanity. Like, fear of going crazy, I feel like, should be pretty standard. It's like, if I lose my mind, I could do things that I wouldn't want to do. I could end up incarcerated. I could end up killing someone by accident or on purpose. Number two, being incarcerated. Number three, insomnia. I wrote this down because it's more of a daily fear that I deal with. I mean, there are a lot of things that you can do when you're tired, but writing a book is really hard to do. Number four, being paralyzed. Number five, falling. Number six, being lost in space. Essentially, it is like the astronaut who gets separated from her satellite that she's fixing. And the idea is that you are completely adrift in outer space and you're just waiting for your body to die. Number seven, war or regime change, anything like that. Everything gets rewritten and rewritten and rewritten. You don't know, you know, how to go about your business. You never know what's going to happen. My parents moved to Iran in the late 70s, I think right before shit was really starting to hit the fan. And they were building a house. They had my older sister had been born. And it seemed like really quickly things shifted dramatically, got extremely violent. There were a lot of threats. And then there was a flat-out demand that you had to leave, that like my entire family had to leave. And they did. Number eight, my whole family dying. Number nine, killing someone by accident. Number 10, hitting a dog or watching a dog get hit by a car. The first dog I had was never on a leash. And then we got this other dog named Lulu, who was a wild wolf. She was so beautiful and so angry that she had to live in a house. And my brother was walking her one day and no one had noticed that she'd been chewing at her leash. And as he was walking her, just around the block from where we grew up, we've walked this way a million times, she broke off her leash and just ran in front of a truck. As though she meant to. And then my brother had to go pick her up and carry her home as she was dying. And I can't, I don't know how you live with that, watching an animal that you love kill herself. My name is Otessa Moshfegh, and these are 10 things that scare me.
The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, Paula Schumann, and Melissa Chusett. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? Bathtub hair. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.